Two Young Farmers, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. With 2017 coming to a close and 2018 just around the bend, we went out into the field to see how two young farmers in the Treasure Valley fared in 2017 and what they hoped for in the new year. Terry Walton is busy with ground preparation work for the 2018 spring planting. He said this year started poorly but finished better than he expected.
We had a hard spring, so for how the crops turned out, I'm pretty surprised, pleasantly surprised. We had a good year. Crops yielded decent. For the spring we had, you know, I'll take it.
Walton, remembering the misery of the 2017 winter, hopes the 2018 winter weather will be kinder. So far, he likes how Mother Nature is behaving.
Well, I'm looking for a lot better weather. I'm optimistic so far. I mean, we've already had a snow day this time last year for school. And we haven't had any snow yet. So looking forward to easier, more cooperative weather.
Farmer Travis Bryant also remembers the impact of the hard winter.
That first cutting crop last year was terrible.
Bryant, who runs a small feedlot and grows various row crops, started 2017 later than usual, but earlier than his neighbors.
It was really hard to get some of the seed crops in. It was just way too muddy. I was 3 weeks later than I was the last 3 years putting some seed crops in, and I was still probably 2 weeks earlier than anybody else, and I shouldn't have been in the field, but it was just in my head that I had to get there.
All's well that ends well. David Sparks, aginfo.net.